The hidden note for September the 10th, 2014. So, this is actually my first recording with this phone out on the loading dock. Now, in the past year, I haven't really recorded... Oh no, David, I have recorded a bunch of these. But between the 2013-2014 days of podcasting, I didn't really publish many of these. I recorded a couple of them, but... more of them were kind of, I kind of held back. So, I am testing to see how well this phone handles recording out here. And, just giving it a shot. I kind of like recording here. It's not exactly the greatest place to record properly, but, it's nice. It's quiet for the most part, except the few times a truck shows up. In fact, I was intending to record an episode here yesterday, but there was a FedEx truck parked in front of me. I see, I'm actually recording the loading dock of my building, which is kind of weird because I think they got a new dumpster yesterday for their cardboard, and so the old one that has been here for 5-6 years now is gone. So it's visually kind of weird, but, things change. So what am I thinking about tonight? Is Transmission Cafe recording night. We'll see if it's good enough to put an episode out or not, or if it's just another training episode. I'm kind of hoping it's good enough, because, I like putting that show out. I like when we develop things, I like when we talk about things on it, and it's been a long time since we've had something solid come out for the podcast. So, hoping for good luck there, hoping that, we all gel perfectly and we get rolling. I mean, really, it's no different than us talking normally on Skype or TeamSpeak and just hitting the record button and having a little bit of a structure. I'm also going to be running a little bit of a kind of a game thing with it. See, we used to do a podcast called Five Things We Like. I've talked about it before, but I still would like to have that as part of TDC. And that's one of the possible games we could play. But it's not the only one. We also have a kind of role-playing thing, too, I have in mind, where the concept being is, the format we're talking about doing is 10-minute introduction between the three of us, so about 3-4 minutes each. Kind of talk about what we've been doing, that type of thing, what we've been watching, yada yada. And then 10 to 20 minutes on whatever today's topic is, whether it's TV shows we're talking about, or games, or whatever. Projects, essentially whatever theme we're going for that day. And then at the end of the day, another 10 minutes to 15 minutes of a game. And the game should be inspired based on what we talk about today. It will mostly be kind of decided on what we'll play based on how we talk. So if I think we can pull off a Five Things We Like, we'll do a Five Things We Like. If I think a role-playing game is possible, we'll do that. And if I think about other games, we'll do those. It's meant to be fun. It meant to be something to kind of break it up at the end and, put people on their toes. And I look forward to explaining these rules to not just my co-host, but to, potential other players, potential other guests. That's one thing I would like to do this time around with the Transdimensional Cafe is have more people on. Because in the, 25 to 30 episodes we've done between the four other series of Transmetro Cafe, we have literally only had one guest in the entire run. That was actually Jack Jaffe, and I'm going to try to get him back on. Just to kind of be a guest again, kind of relax, enjoy the show, and chat. Try to get some of you guys on, some of the other Dog Days participants. Just kind of had fun geekery chat and try to tailor the topic to something you're interested in. So we will see. Hopefully TDC becomes something that we get in a regular routine of doing, and I can start probably advertising it to people. So it is now going in about 4 minutes recording, and I'm seeing that FedEx truck showing up again, so I guess it's time for me to head off. So I will take a listen to this tonight, maybe add a little bit more to it before I post it. And until then, bye-bye. So, I'm on the back parking deck at work. It's past 3, so a little out of breath from the walk up here. I need to do this more often, just to come up here in the afternoon during the evening break, get away from the high school physical desk and move a bit. I figured I'd take the opportunity once I caught my breath to share a little bit. After I was done talking earlier, I went to the downstairs deli, and besides having some nice, awesome lunch, I started working on a short story. There's a video game universe called Warframe I enjoy. I need to talk about it one of these days on one of the podcast episodes when I actually sit down at home and record. But it's recently really caught my attention. I really like the lore, I really like the setting, and so I decided it'd be kind of fun to try to do a project in it. I'm going to try to write a short story set in the universe, and if I can find the right voice, because I don't think mine's the right one, I'm going to see about getting it recorded and just do it kind of as an audio project. Just to kind of, one, flex the literary muscles, you know, trying to feel how it is playing in somebody else's world. And at the same time, you know, get to enjoy the setting I like playing in the first place. So, plus, I like the idea of getting some more audio fiction out there. I have very little these days. In fact, I think I have a little bit recorded for a previous Transdimensional Cafe. I want to say 2011, I recorded some flash fiction. And then I think the Dog Years Podcasting last year, maybe the year before, had an episode where I recorded something. I do know last year I did a Choose Your Own Adventure game, but that's not quite the same as normal fiction. It's a little bit more complicated, while being less of a big project. So I'm definitely still out of breath from the walk, and well, this little segment's brief because with only 15 minutes to break, the walk there and the walk back is going to take up most of it. So I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.